in the automotive industry. And he dropped the Detroit Bureau is calling a truth bomb on the industry. And he's saying, look, these targets for the end of the internal combustion engine by 2035, which has been put forward by California and others, is just simply out of whack. Consumers aren't there yet. And he was speaking directly about you. And this is something I've been saying for a long time. You can make all the plans you want. You can have your strategic. You can have your goals. But if consumers aren't going to follow you, it's really a fool's errand. And he says, here's the number that stands out here. He says, everything is going to be up to the customers to decide. And he said, EVs are going to take longer to become mainstream than the media would like us to believe. And in the meantime, you got to have options for customers. Well, he has not gone down this EV road like others have. He is promoting plug-in hybrids and hybrids so that you have more choice. You have a transitionary vehicle. Because we don't have the charging network yet. And he says this, Toyota can produce 8 40-mile plug-in hybrids for every one 320-mile battery electric vehicle. And in so doing, we can save up to 8 times the carbon emitted to the atmosphere because most Americans drive an average of 29 miles per day. So those plug-in hybrids, if you operate them as recommended, where you're just using it as a commuter vehicle, yeah, you don't have to burn any gasoline, but you always have it as a backup if you need it. Or if you want to take a longer vacation with your family, you can do that. You have options. And as a result of his wisdom and his clear thinking and his desire to give you, the consumer, a choice, the green energy industry rates Toyota at the bottom now. Doesn't make a lot of sense, and I appreciate him weighing in, and we'll see who's right here, because if he's right, he's going to be selling a lot more of those plug-in hybrids than maybe EVs out there. Bottom line is, you want a choice, you get a choice, and hopefully other folks will follow that lead as well. Some interesting momentum today, or lack thereof, regarding the ShotSpotter, and we're really learning a lot from the data that system, which detects gunshots in the city of Detroit, yields, and also a major development in the shooting over the weekend of a young man who we believe was mentally ill. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson joining us with those stories. Lloyd?
Good afternoon, Guy. Yeah, Detroit City Council has once again not voted on the expansion of ShotSpotter technology in the city, but this time it wasn't because of council members. The Detroit Police Department requested this one. They wanted a week extension as officials look for an alternative funding source for the system. Now, last week, council put on hold a vote to spend $7 million in American Rescue Fund money to expand ShotSpotter across 28 square miles of Detroit. Currently, it's just operating in the 8th and 9th precincts. Citizens came to the city council meeting last week and said the $7 million should be spent on the social ills that feed crime, such as mental illness, poverty, and lack of affordable housing. Some council members who were against spending the COVID relief money said they'd vote for the expansion of ShotSpotter if the money came from another source, like maybe the police budget. Today, at council, during public comment, those that were against ShotSpotter said it didn't matter where the money came from. The technology is flawed, and they say the city doesn't need it. Now, last week, council did approve a $1.5 million contract to continue ShotSpotter in those two precincts that the technology is already in. Today, some residents asked council to rescind their vote on that $1.5 million, but Council Pro Tem James Tate said the reconsideration period for that contract has closed. And Guy, this police shooting that took place over the weekend, the press conference still ongoing. It started late. It was supposed to start earlier this afternoon. It started late. It's still ongoing. But what I found is that the family of 22-year-old Porter Brooks, they want answers after he was shot and killed by Detroit police Sunday morning in the area of Snowden and Linden on the city's west side. Now, Brooks was carrying a knife while walking in the middle of the street. Police officers who are trained in dealing with people having mental episodes were there. They talked to Burks, telling him he was not in trouble and everything would be okay, and they would get him help, and he would have to drop the knife, though. But Burks said he wouldn't drop the knife and then started charging at the officers. There were 5 officers at the scene. They fired 38 rounds at Mr. Burks. Preliminary police reports say Burks had 15 wounds on his body. They won't know if they're all entrance wounds or if they're through and through wounds until the medical examiner completes the autopsy. Burks had been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Police have been called to the home several times. He has been taken to get mental help, only to either be released or not followed up on while taking his medication. One time, he even escaped from a mental facility and was running in the middle of traffic. It took four police officers to subdue him after he punched one of the officers in the face. He tussled with the others. Chief White says the mental health system failed Mr. Burks and his family, and the family has retained Jeffrey Feiger as their lawyer because it was out that Mr. Burks was shot 30 times. Well, it was 38 rounds fired. They say 15 connected with Mr. Burks, but that's just preliminarily, and so we'll find out more. But that press conference still going on, and Chief White says it's just a sad situation in the mental health. We're having so many of these types of incidents with people with mental health issues, taking others' lives.
Yeah, it's tragic any way you look at it. But I would submit that I think the number of shots is pretty irrelevant if he's charging police with a knife. They're going to defend themselves. And if there's multiple officers, that's going to happen. The other thing, I guess, Lloyd, is do we know, I know that they've been dispatching more mental health professionals and specially trained officers for things like this. Do we know if those people were dispatched to this, the folks that are real experts in conflict resolution?
Well, these officers, from what I understand and what the police chief talked about, were trained. The officers that were on the scene, these five, were trained. And he showed a video. He showed body cam video of them, talking to him.
De-escalating.
With their hands outreached. That's part of their training,
right?
And telling them everything was going to be okay. Where do you want to go? We'll take you there. We'll get you some help. You want to get help? We'll take you home, or we'll take you to get help. But you got to put the knife down. And they continued this. This was back and forth for a few minutes, and then they kept telling him, "Don't come towards us. Don't move towards us." And he kept coming towards them, and then he started running towards them. And then that's when the shots were fired.
It also underscores, Lloyd, just how essential this body cam footage is in defending the department in this city and these fine officers against claims that will be brought by people like Jeffrey Feiger.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Chief White has always said he was going to be transparent. He said that from day one, that he would be transparent when it came to these types of situations. And, he came out with the video. He showed the video. It was, some parts were graphic, but, he needed to show it and see. And he said he saw a plan. He saw the plan that the officers, did. They did what their training taught them to do. There we go.
Can you tell from the video, Lloyd, how close this suspect was in proximity to the officers with that knife? Was it clear and present danger?
Well, by the time they fired their shots, the chief said he was within 6 feet of them.
Yeah. Great reporting. I know we had to delay things a bit here to get to it was certainly well worth it with that extra information, Lloyd, and we appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. In the meantime, once again, the can gets kicked down the road, but we can't blame city council this time.